Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Oscars are coming up on March 4th, which means it's time for our annual look at the nominees in the category for Best Original Song. Joining us now is John Burlingame. He writes for Variety and teaches film music history at the University of Southern California. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And what were your thoughts on the nominees this year?
I think, you know, there's such a wide range of styles and musical colors in the Best Song nominees. It may be the best batch in years, I think.
Wow. Well, let's get right to them then. This is Mighty River from the film Mudbound. It's written by Mary J. Blige, Raphael Sadiq, and Tara Stinson. Here it is.
Time tells no lies. It keeps changing and ticking and moving then. Passes by, but if you're lucky, it will be kind, like a river flowing through time, like a river, let it wash it clean, like a river, going upstream, like a river, cutting through a rock, like a river, 'cause it never gives up.
And this is Mary J. Blige performing here. She's also up for an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for her role in Mudbound. What are your thoughts on this nomination?
I love this song. It's wonderfully soulful and maybe even a touch of gospel flavor. It plays at the end of the movie, though, and Mudbound is a fairly long film. So I wonder whether it has a really strong shot at the win. What's positive about this is that Mary J. Blige is nominated both for, as you point out, Supporting Actress and for Best Song. That's a first. That's never happened before in the Oscar races. And so one wonders if they choose someone else in the Supporting Actress category. Does that give Mary J. Blige a better shot at the song win?
Oh, the politics of the Oscars. Wow.
Oh, yes. You have no idea.
Well, and is that something that is a negative, that it plays at the end of the movie instead of during the film?
It can be. More than ever these days, you find audiences leaving the theater, or in the case of a Netflix choice, turning off the film before the end titles or as the end titles begin. And so very often they don't hear the song. And that is a factor that plays a role in Academy members choosing what they want to vote for. Because if they haven't heard the song, it's not going to matter.
Okay, the next song is from Call Me By Your Name. This is Mystery of Love. It's written and performed by Sufjan Stevens. Let's listen.
Oh, to see without my eyes the first time that you kissed me, boundless by the time I cried. I built your walls around me, white noise, what an awful sound.
Lovely, wistful song there. Does it seem like Oscar material to you?
I love this song. I could listen to this over and over all day long. And in fact, I have. It's gentle, it's ethereal, maybe a touch mystical. I can't wait to see this performed that night. I wonder exactly how they're going to do that. I give it a shot as a potential consolation prize Oscar. That is, if the film doesn't win anything else, what sometimes happens at the Oscars is that members shift their attention to the music categories to give a film they really liked but isn't going to win anything else a music prize. However, I think this has a very strong shot at winning the Adapted Screenplay Oscar, which means that our famed indie folk artist, Mr. Stevens, may be out of luck this year. Still, it's wonderful. I think, you know, they always say that the nomination is really the win, and I'm delighted that they chose this as one of the top five.
Okay, well, let's get to the next song nomination, and this is the one that I think is going to win. I'm interested to see if you agree. That would be Remember Me from Coco. Disney and Pixar almost always have a nominee in this category. This is a song that appears several times in the film. Here's a version performed by Anthony Gonzalez. He's the voice of Miguel.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me, don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me.
And this song is really key to the film Coco.
And that is why it may, in fact, win. Because people forget that the choice for best song is not for the best song. It's for the best use of music and lyrics in the dramatic context of a film. And so, number one, Coco was hugely popular. Everybody saw it. That's the first hurdle you have to get over. Once you've seen the film, then you choose the song that is best used dramatically in the context of the picture. And this is, as you point out, it's a key element in the narrative itself. And I love the choice that you just made of Miguel singing it in that final scene. You know, people were weeping in the theater at the end of this movie in large measure because of that clip that you just played. So I think that, and we should mention the songwriters, Bobby Lopez and Kristen Anderson Lopez. It's true they won the Oscar a few years ago for Let It Go from Frozen, but they have a very strong shot, I think, this year at repeating.
Okay, but we still have two nominees left to get through, so let's give them their due. This is by another Oscar winner, Common, who won in 2015 with Glory, which he wrote with John Legend. He wrote this year's nominee with Diane Warren. It's called Stand Up for Something, and it's from the film Marshall.
Rise up, love, lift your hands. I stand with you because I understand. Ain't here to judge, just to take a stand. The greater plan's the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out and touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native land. Let the ways of love be the ways of man.
Now, that's Common performing along with Andra Day. John Common has won an Oscar before, but his co-writer, Diane Warren, hasn't in 8 previous nominations. Why do you think she has yet to win?
Well, you know, the Oscars, let's face it, it's not always about the best song. The political environment of every year is a factor. And that, in fact, is one of the things that might give Diane a shot here. Now, number one, you're correct. This is her 9th nomination. She's never won. And she is much beloved in both the songwriting community and in the Hollywood community. And that may be a factor in the choice. The problem is not a lot of people saw Marshall. And again, this is an end title song, which is that, you know, that complicates matters. But here's the interesting thing. A lot of people have made a lot about the fact that Diane has never won and that maybe this is her time. Plus, a lot of people saw Lady Gaga sing her song Till It Happens to You on the Oscars 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that performance was so powerful that a lot of people walked away regretting not voting for it instead of the theme for a James Bond film. And that may resonate and give this song a lot more juice going into the voting period.
Okay, finally, John, we've got Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, who won an Oscar last year for co-writing La La Land's City of Stars. And this year, they're up for another one for This Is Me from The Greatest Showman.
When the sharpest words want to cut me down, I'm going to send a flood, going to drown a mound. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
This Is Me, performed there by Kiala Settle, who plays Letty Lutz, the bearded lady in The Greatest Showman. What do you think of this one?
Well, this is the show-stopping song from the middle of the film, and it is it's powerful both on its own as a song and within the context of the picture. This is an anthem for the marginalized, the disenfranchised, the bullied, the outcast, and I think that it will only get more so as time goes on. And in a year when diversity is on everyone's mind, that gives this song a lot of traction. These guys are the hottest songwriters in the business, having not only won the Oscar last year for La La Land, but the Tony for Dear Evan Hansen. So I think these guys have a shot. The Academy might think twice about giving the same songwriters the Oscar 2 years in a row, but if they're thinking about the material and what the song is saying, that, I think, gives it a real shot at the win. Most prognosticators are pitting Remember Me against This Is Me, and that may be true. Those are probably the number one and two choices, but this is such a fascinating field this year that I think there are multiple choices for the win.
Well, and maybe like last year, multiple people will get the win, and then they'll decide that actually one of them was wrong, and they have to take the envelope back. Hopefully not again. Poor people over there at La La Land. We've been talking with John Burlingame, who teaches film music history at the University of Southern California and writes for Variety. John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.